Well, it's Thursday, the 23rd of October, 10 a.m. and I've just parked up at the St John's Hospital. Now make my way indoors and then away along to the far end to get to Outpatients 1, where I'm going for a review checkup on my my laser surgery that was performed a few weeks ago. So, went through the big revolving door. It's cosy in here. There's a drich outside. So I'm now at the main reception area. I'm turning left, due east. I'm not worried about this morning, but I have to be honest and say I'm a wee bit concerned. Because although everything appears to be okay with the eye, apart from the wee blobby bit, which has the brain has now taken out of focus, I still have the wee tiny wee black specks, which use the company view when you're looking at something with a bright background. Other than that, no, it's as I said, the brain eventually switches them off, or switches the recognition of them off. So, as I said, everything seems to be fine for me, but it's a concern that when I get checked over here this morning, that there is no bad news. In other words, that I have to come back in and have some more work done on it. Another wee patch, another wee bicycle tyre patch. So I'm kind of hoping that that's not the case. You know, I'm not hoping and praying it's not the case. Anyway, we'll see how it happens. I had intended to do a live stream on the way in this morning, from the moment I left the house all the way to here and up until I was in, you know, in the public room, as it were. I didn't really want to. Well, but I just ran out of time. It was just far too hectic. It was just far too hectic to get stuff rigged up in time. So I may do it. I brought the iPad in. I brought my iPad along to do so. I'm binaurals, which I'm using just now, but I'm using these straight into the Zoom. So this will be a general recording, if you like. But I may try. I can still do the... I left the iPad in the car. Deliberately. Because I thought, well, I can do this from the iPhone. I've already tested it. It works fine from the iPhone. So if I get a chance, I'll do that. I've just listened to, or well, I did speak to my dear friend over in Canada, Steph, yesterday, or last night, I should say, about this incident over there in the capital in Ottawa. Hi there. About this shooting incident, and then I watched some, he sent me a link, and then I followed the link, and I watched some actual footage of the shootings, not the actual person or the person being shot, but people running and masses of gunshots going off inside the Parliament buildings. So that's not nice. And then on the way in here this morning, I listened to his actual audio that he put up onto the audio booth. Concerning times, of course it is. So anyway, I'd best get away in and book myself in. So I shall pause you. Well, I need to hit this big door button to get in. While I identify myself.
Okay.
Well, that's me checked in. Yeah, so checked in, heading for waiting room 4 at the far end. There was the last day. Hi there. Victor Meldrew in the waiting room. Yeah, I wouldn't subject you to that. I'm going to listen to some audio views of Davis.